Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. And we bless be the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great and so greatly to be praised. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. Welcoming all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. We greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. We ask that you would have a seat at the table. Amen. Enjoy the services. And please continue to come back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And going on 11 and a half years. Well, almost 12 years. Amen. But we want to thank God for every day that we're able to come and to serve, to give the Lord our best. Amen. As we come in spirit and we come in truth. Amen. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com. Amen. /kingdomleadership. Amen. We have presence on the social media platforms at our 5 a.m. Morning altar. Amen. The prayer altar, the power line, where we meet 5 days a week, 2 times a day, 12 o'clock and 9 p.m. Eastern time. Amen. Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. And we also we have our own TV channel. Amen. Where we broadcast 24/7. Amen. Under the ICN Network banner. And we just want to thank God. Amen. For everything that we are able to do and continue to do, and even the things on our agenda to do. Amen. As we continue to move forward. Amen. In faith, giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and truly giving God all of the honor. Amen. The Lord God, he is great, and the Lord God, he is so greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. We want to get straight into the word on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God. Amen. For our sister. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. She's our sister. She's our friend. She's our daughter. Amen. She's our pastor. Amen. Glory be to God. Pastor Erica. Amen. We want to thank God for the anointing that is on this lady. We want to thank God for calling on her. Amen. We just want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for how God uses her, her insights. Amen. The revelation that the Lord gives her. Glory be to God. And she's just a blessing. She's a blessing. Amen. To me as my middle daughter. She's a blessing. Amen. To her community, to the family, her natural family, her spiritual family, to the Lord's kingdom. Amen. She is focused. She is determined. Amen. And she knows where she's going. And she's giving God all the glory and giving Jesus, amen, all the credit. We can't ask for anything more than that. Not only is she a teacher of the gospel, a glory be to God, a preacher, a pastor, serving in the fivefold ministry. She's also a businesswoman, amen, entrepreneur, amen, with so many gifts, just so many gifts, and she does them all well. And so we just want to say thank God for her. Amen. Thank God for her. So at this time, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our Pastor Erica, that we might receive her this morning, amen, for her grace, and receive her this morning, amen, for her abilities. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Erica. How are you?
Good morning, Mom. Thank you so much for the introduction. God bless you. How are you?
I am exceedingly well. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Amen.
And thank you for being here. And we appreciate you. And God bless you. And the floor is yours.
Amen. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Good morning, family. Good morning, friends. It is an honor and a privilege to be before you once again. It's an honor and a privilege for God to gift us with another day. So many people did not make it into this day, but we are here, and I'm grateful. I pray that you are grateful, too. In the name of Jesus, I bring you greetings from the Ark Ministries, located here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We are a virtual church at the moment. You can find us on YouTube and Facebook under the Ark. That's ARC. And yeah, God is doing some tremendous things, and I'm grateful to be partnering with my mother and Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, because we're separate, but we're one, and we work together because we realize that it's not about my church or her church or your church or their church. It's about the universal church, which is the kingdom of God. Amen. So I'm just honored and privileged to be here to deliver the word of God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that has been said and done thus far. Continue to bless Apostle Bradford, Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, the prayer partners, everyone that serves diligently, Father, everyone that gives, everyone that is being poured into and fed for this from this ministry. And we love you, and we bless you, and we give your name praise. If any be sick, heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. If any are in need of an immediate touch or blessing, God, show up and show out. God, we say thank you. Bless us on this day. Let the word that we hear help us to meditate on it day and night so that we can be planted like a tree close to the rivers, so that when the wind comes and when the wind blows, we will not bow or break. We will stand firm and see the salvation of our Lord. All these things we ask in your name. Amen and amen. I don't have that much of a voice this morning to be belting out no notes, but if I could just sing a snippet of something, don't judge me now, but if just a snippet, it would be, we're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. We're blessed city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed, 'cause late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around, and he's going to work in your favor. I said, late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around, and he's going to work in your favor. You are blessed in the city, and you're blessed in the field. And you're blessed when you come and when you go. You can cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. You are blessed. Glory be to God. I just wanted to come to remind you that you're blessed. You're blessed when you come and when you go. When you're in season, when you're out of season. When you're working in the vineyard, when you're working in the countryside, when you're working in the city, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what season you are in, you are blessed. Amen. So let that encourage you this morning. I know that we are still talking about the men of the Bible, and I was tasked to talk about Jesus. My, Jesus. I started taking notes, and then I stopped taking notes. And I said, God, there's so much I can write down. It's going to fill up this whole notebook. So I'm just going to stop right here, and whatever else you want to fill in, just bring it to my spirit. But Jesus, something about the name, something about the man, something about the spirit. Jesus. And I know everything I'm going to say, most of you already know, because he's the estratum of our faith. He is the superman. He is the celebrity of our faith. So what don't we know about Jesus? What can I tell you that you don't already know about Jesus? So this may be a refresher course. Maybe you will learn something new today. Jesus. Sometimes I don't feel really worthy to talk about him. Sometimes I don't feel that worthy to talk about him because he's just so magnificent. So just a few facts. I'm just going to give you some facts, give you some Bible, and let's see what the Lord has to say. Amen. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Who is Jesus? He's many things. He's everything to us all, but something different at the same time. He's everything to all of us, but still something different at the same time. So we know Jesus is Mary's baby. We know that Jesus is the Son of God. We know that Jesus is our Redeemer. And we know that Jesus is the Savior of the world. But what he could be to you in this season could mean something different to me in my season. You might need a lawyer for a court hearing you're battling. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. You might be hit with sickness. And in this season, he may be a doctor in your season. Maybe you just need a good friend. He could be your friend in this season. Maybe you are longing for a mother or a father. He could be a parent to you in this season. He's everything to us, but something different at the same time. Who else could do that but Jesus? So as many of you know or don't know, I'm in seminary. Oh, God, seminary. That is, for anyone thinking about going to school for the Bible, let me let you in on something right now. Bible school is the hardest yet rewarding education yet. It's the most challenging yet rewarding kind of education yet. And what I mean by that is I've been to grade school. I've been to preschool. I've been to kindergarten. I've been to first grade all the way up to 12th grade. I went to college, and I spent 7 years in college. And all of those have their challenges own right. But Bible school, when you are paying to go to school to understand theology and Jesus and the Bible, but you're already coming in with your preconceived notions, you're already coming in with what the Holy Spirit has already given you, but now you're being challenged to think higher. You know what seminary has? This wasn't even in my notes, but I'm going to flow with it. You know what seminary has challenged me the most with? Here you go. I'm giving this to you for free. Seminary has challenged me to let go of a lot of learning. It's challenged me to let go of the learning, a lot of learning, which I gathered growing up, let it go so that God can make it new. Because sometimes when we go into seminary, a lot of us already in class are pastors or ministers or Bible scholars. So we're already going in there with the word. We're already going in there with all this training. I've been raised under my mother, my grandmother, my father. I got a history, an encyclopedia, years worth of training from certain individuals, but by the leading of the Holy Spirit through a lot of the professors that I've had, it has challenged me to let go of what I thought I knew. And it's challenging because you got to be you praying about it. Like, well, God, is the professor right? Is the professor wrong? Even if the professor isn't 100% right or 100% wrong, I feel like your spirit is trying to teach me something new. So it's a lot. It's just a lot. It's so challenging and rewarding all at the same time to sit in a classroom with about 19 other students, and we're all coming with our own different ideologies about Jesus. All may be right. Who am I to say that the brother from Africa is wrong for how he thinks about the Christian faith? Who am I to say that my Caucasian counterpart is wrong because we may think differently about the faith? Who are they to say that I'm wrong for how I think about the Christian faith? That's why we shouldn't judge. Sometimes when we hear that word that we shouldn't judge, we think about like sexual orientation or how people dress and how many tattoos somebody got on them. No, this could also mean we shouldn't judge about how people perceive the Christian faith, because in their mind, how God is using them, they could be right. It's deep. But let me go on. If God is calling you to go to seminary, I would say you should go. It's been one of the most life-changing experiences in my life so far. And if you're feeling called to know more about your faith and more about the Word of God, and if you want to understand what other people are thinking, if you want to broaden your horizons, I would say go. If you're feeling led to. Amen. All right. So who is Jesus? The Old Testament is derived of 39 books prophesying Jesus's coming. The Old Testament is nothing but 39 books talking about the coming Messiah, setting the stage for Jesus to come. The New Testament is derived of 27 books, with a quarter of it being prophecy and the last third of it being about Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection. Who is Jesus? Jesus is a gap filler, He's a mediator. Jesus is hanging in the balance. He is at the center, standing in the gap between you and God, a gap filler. Your prayers are routed to God through Jesus. Jesus is a mediator, taking everything you send up to God. Jesus is the mediator. He is standing in the balance. He is standing at the center between you and God. I don't know about you, but Lord Jesus, thank you for being the mediator. Thank you that we count you faithful and trustworthy enough where you don't put up a vacation sign saying, I'll be back in 2 weeks. Come back to talk to God when I come back. I'm on vacation. God, thank you for being so trustworthy and faithful enough to always have been standing in the gap, that you've never left hanging the balance. You've always been the mediator. You don't take a day. You don't take a summer vacation. You don't take a lunch break. You don't take a nap. You've always been hanging in the balance, communicating, being the barrier between us and God. My God, who is Jesus? Jesus is and was the only one suited enough to fit the bill to die for mankind. He was the only one that can do it. There was no other. There was no other. There was no other. Jesus was the only one suited enough to fit the bill to die for mankind. Jesus is the only one who is mortal, who was mortal and immortal enough to take our sins. He was immortal enough to take our sins, but mortal enough to die for our sins. I'm going to say that again. He was immortal. Immortal means like can't die. He was immortal enough. He was God enough to take on our sins, but also mortal enough, human enough, man enough, where he had to die for our sins. Let me break this down. This is spiritual breakfast. I'm preaching and teaching all at the same time. It's an art. It's being a pastor is an art. You got to learn when to pull back some. All right, let me pull back a little bit. So he was immortal enough to take on our sins, because as he was hanging on the cross to die, he had to remain alive long enough to take the sins. Any other person who might have attempted that would have died taking on just one sin, because it's a heavy task. It's weighty. It's a spiritual and physical war that Jesus went through. So he was immortal enough, God enough, where he couldn't die, just enough to take on our sins, but then mortal enough where he had to die when it was all said and done. But then still God enough where he arose from the dead. Who is this man Jesus? I don't know anyone else who was born of a virgin, died for mankind, then rose from the dead? But I'm telling you stuff you already know. Let me go on. God knew that sending his son, sending Jesus, was the ultimate sacrifice. If it had not been for Jesus, I believe, this is Erica's thoughts, I believe through the word of God, I believe that the world would have crumbled after Adam ate the fruit. If God didn't have a bigger plan, a better plan to give us Jesus, the earth would have crumbled after Adam ate the fruit. Because, you know, that's how God intended for the world to be, was us being immortal and for there not to be any sin and for us to live forever. Death wasn't supposed to enter the land. Heaven was earth. Earth was heaven. There was no such thing of hell when Adam and Eve was in the garden. That was how it originally was supposed to be. That was the idea of God. God didn't intend for hell to come in. God didn't intend for him to give us his son to die. But he had a plan. Oh man, Adam dropped the ball. I gotta give up my son. truly believe, honestly believe, that if Adam didn't eat the fruit, most of us wouldn't be here, because most of us came in here through sin anyway. But because Adam ate of the fruit, God had to give us his son Jesus. So, Lord, thank you for being gracious enough. God, thank you for being gracious enough for not ending the world right then and there. Thank you for continuing the process. Thank you for allowing everything that has happened to happen in history so that Jesus could come. And now that Jesus came, we're here. We're alive. And we have right now to eternal life through Jesus. All right, let me go on. I'm almost done. Who is Jesus? That's who we're talking about today. Jesus was born in the little town of Bethlehem. Jesus was born in a manger because there was no room for Mary and Joseph at the inn, at the hotel. Jesus was more than likely fluent in both Hebrew and Aramaic. Jesus was a first century Jewish preacher and religious leader. First century. You know we're living in the 21st century, right? Jesus was the OG of preaching. Jesus was the OG of being a religious leader. First century. And because of his preaching and leading and teaching, it has carried out for 20 centuries. Think about it. We have a lot of history books, gives us a lot of teachings and a lot of history from historians and different people throughout history. But I don't know of any other person whose teachings are filled in different translations, whose teachings are filled and all throughout the world, whose teachings are now on Bible apps, who have survived wars and rumors of wars, who have survived floods, fires, and calamities, 20 centuries. Jesus has survived 20 centuries. Let me encourage you. For those of you who think that you gotta like force religion down somebody's throat, for those of you who are really passionate about the Word of God, for those of you who are trying your best to be a witness for God, for those of you who are trying your best to say lead your family and loved ones to Christ, just let the Word be the Word. Just let the Word be the Word. The Word of God has survived 20 centuries, and the Word will penetrate whoever's heart is open enough to receive. So if you just do your job and drop a seed, glory be to God, let the Word do the Word. Let the Word do the Word. Listen, the Word is big, powerful, and bad enough to complete its mission, to complete its task. You don't got to lose sleep over who you think ain't going to heaven, who going to hell. You don't got to lose sleep on who you think might make it in, might not make it in. Just do your job and plant the seed and let the Word do the Word. The Word has survived 20 centuries. Jesus is a first century leader and preacher, and we are now living in the 21st century, and it has survived thus far. It has saved many of souls. It has captured many people from who was going hell bound. Listen, and let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, do your job. Continue to be a witness for Christ. Continue to raise the standard and raise the banner of Christ. But it's our job. God says one plants a seed, one waters, but God sends the increase. You don't got to worry about nothing. Let the Word do its job. You are not God. I am not God. When people come to me with their problems or with their petitions, you know what I do? I'm praying not only for them, but with them. Because the same God I'm praying to for their behalf is the same God I'm praying to on my behalf. The same God I'm praying for them to help deliver them from drugs and suicidal thoughts is the same God I'm praying to help me with my miracles. A lot of us, we mean well. We really mean well. But a lot of us have taken on a God complex. We have taken on too much of a God complex. Now, I know there's been different teachings and preachings about a God complex, how we are little gods and how we serve the big God, the uppercase G-O-D, and that makes us little case G-O-Ds. Yeah. Let me diffuse that. Let me give you another thing about this. We are to be like God. We are to be Christ-like. We are Christians. Christians means to be Christ-like. We ain't Christ. We like Christ. We ain't Christ. We're like Christ. So if that means I am like Christ, I need to be made more like him. I'm not just – being a Christian isn't just a one-time thing. Being a Christian means Christ-like, which means I have to continue being conformed to being like Christ. Many Christians, maybe you good, but many of Christians have put on – an idea that sin can't touch them, that they're too holy, that they know everything, that they don't need, can always give prayer, that they can cast out devils, but no one can cast out the wrongdoings in them. We need to take a step back, because many of the people who we think going to heaven for all this preaching and teaching ain't going. And many people who's taken the low and meek road and humble road, you'd be surprised, will be going to heaven. Stop trying to force Jesus down people's throats. And just do your part. The word, do the work. Now, your part may mean Your part may mean sticking in there for a minute, an hour, a day, a week, a couple of months, a year. I don't know how long God has tasked you to be on assignment with particular individuals, but what I'm saying is the stress you are taking to bed with you at night because you feel like you gotta twist or turn someone's arm to do something, that's not what God has called you to do. Being a Christian, being like Jesus, is being Christ-like. So while we are helping others and discipling others to be like Christ, we ourselves are still disciples of Jesus, and we have to potter's wheel and to be molded and shaped and molded and shaped. And as we're being molded and shaped, that gives us more influence as to how to mold and shape other people. You can't mold and shape anyone if you yourself have not been molded and shaped. How are you trying to help disciple anyone and you yourself are refusing the move of God on your life, the hand of God on your life? It's something to think about. Even myself, with this new assignment I have on my life, even with what I know and what I think I know, I'm very careful as to how I witness and talk to people now. I'm well scripted in verses. I'm well scripted with the word of God. But sometimes the assignment, saints, that God might really just have you to do is to listen. Maybe he don't want you to say nothing but to listen and to pray in your spirit. Sometimes the blessing and the art is just to listen. In my closing, I have I'm a graphic design manager at a design company, and I go in 2 days a week. That's a part of the contract. I got to go in 2 days a week. And I'm in the heart of North Philly. And the different people that comes into this office, I already feel the devils on them as they're coming in. So the first day I arrived at the office, and I felt these contrary spirits. The first thing I wanted to do was start laying hands on everybody. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost Pentecostal Erica was ready to rise up, speak in tongues, and lay hands on and slay everybody. I was ready. But God said, no. Your assignment right now, just right now, is to be an observer and to listen and to pray in your spirit. You got to have the wisdom to know when to turn on that Pentecostal and turn it off. You got to have the wisdom, have some discernment. Now's not the time for that, Erica. You got to have some wisdom and some discernment. Right now, I need for you to be observant and listen and pray in your spirit. Because what I'm doing is setting the stage for Jesus. What I'm doing in this office is setting the stage. I just need your silence to be a witness. Oh my God. Did you hear what I said? Sometimes your silence is a witness. Because while you're silent, you really ain't silent. You're praying in spirit. While they're talking, you're listening, but it's all going into the spirit. Sometimes your silence is a witness. Oh, Jesus. Sometimes your silence is a witness. Some of us don't have a problem talking about God. But do you know when God is telling you to be quiet and let your silence be a witness? Who is Jesus? Jesus is a man that we call on in the midnight hour. Who is Jesus? Jesus is a doctor in the sick room. Jesus is a lawyer in the courtroom. He is a friend to the friendless. He is a lover when you need him. He is a forgiver of your sins. He is a waymaker and a promise keeper. Jesus is the atoner. Atonement of your sins. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is waiting for you to recognize who he is and to develop more of a love, understanding, and knowledge of him. Jesus is not to be put in a box. Jesus is to be put outside of boxes. And that's why many of us today, the Lord is developing many of his children to be very three-dimensional saints. That's why God can call you to be a pastor and an astronaut and a hairdresser. That's why God can call me to be a preacher, a teacher, a singer, a graphic designer, a travel planner, a business developer, because God is calling many of his saints to be three-dimensional, because God is three-dimensional. Jesus is three-dimensional. Jesus can't be put inside of a box. Jesus is the Son of God. He was a carpenter's son. He was casting demons out of people and putting them into pigs. Jesus was feeding multitudes of people with only a little bit of fish and a little bit of bread. You can't put Jesus inside of a box
And that's why many of us are being more, we're more free in our mindsets more than ever, because we realize that God has called us to be three-dimensional. I'm going to put it on a t-shirt, and I'm gonna put it on sale for $25. Anybody want one can have one. It's going to say 3D Saints Rise Up. 3D Saints Rise Up. You don't gotta just be the one label. You could be two. You don't gotta just be two labels. You could be three, and you can do them all well. You can sell houses. You can sell makeup. You can cook fried fish, and you can save souls. You can write a book. You can sell the car. And you can teach to the lost at any cost. You can help the sick and the poor. And you can travel the world and do it all well. Don't you tell me what God can't do. Anybody that looks at my life and says, Sister Erica, you're doing a lot. Number one, I thank you for recognizing that I'm doing something. And number two, I say, if you think that me doing a lot means me doing too much and that I need to take a fall back, I would challenge your thinking and your statement by saying, join the bandwagon. Join the bandwagon. Open up your mind and heart to receive all that God has in store for you. Open up your heart and mind to receive all God has in store for you. God is three-dimensional. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is three-dimensional. If God wants me to do more, I'll do more. And you know why he's created me and many of his people to be so open-minded? It's because he'll know we'll be faithful with the task. I take no credit. I'm not boasting. I recognized the calling and the assignment on my life, and I said yes at a very early age. And God knows that I have a passion for culture. I have a passion for people. I have a passion for different languages and different foods and just meeting new people. And because he sees that passion inside of me, he has anointed me and crafted me to be well-versed in a lot of areas. You may not be able to do what I can do. I may not be able to do what you can do, but whatever God has called you to do, do it and do it well. I pray right now, and I speak and I declare as I close out, Father God, I pray that your people who are listening, who receive this message by faith, Father God, will allow you to expand their mindsets, expand their hearts, and expand their territories to open up to everything you have in store for them. Father, you're saying you don't care how old they are. Father, you place a baby inside of a womb of a 90-year-old woman named Sarah. God, it does not matter how old they are. It does not matter how educated that they think or don't think that they are. God, you called Moses a stutterer, God, to go back to the land of where he came from to deliver the people out of Egypt. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you're calling forth more, calling forth more. You're calling forth more. Father, I lay my hands through this phone and I touch them in the spirit and say, open up to receive. Receive. Open up your well and receive more. Receive more. Receive more. Let God pour more in so you can pour out more. Let the Holy Ghost pour more in so you can pour out more. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your well has not run dry. I decree and I declare that your well has not run dry. The Lord is filling you up right now in the name of Jesus. You are not crazy for thinking you can do more. You are not crazy for thinking you can go back to school. You are not crazy for thinking that you can do two, three, four things and do them all well. You are not crazy. crazy for thinking that way. It's the Lord who has birthed that inside of you. 3D saints, rise up right now and take your well, take your bucket to the well and dig deep. Take your bucket to the well and see what else God has in store for you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord says you are anointed to go forth. You don't have to be locked down by what society says. You don't have to be locked down by what your mindset says. The Lord says right now in this moment, you are anointed to push past the barriers. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. You are anointed. God has taken the chains. God didn't put those chains on you. You put the chains on yourself. And God right now is blowing. God is blowing you, saying, go, you can do it. You can do it. I have, glory be to God, co-signed this for you. Go and do it now in the name of Jesus. And God, we say thank you for showing us through the life of Jesus everything you've assigned and tasked him to do 20 centuries ago that is still being developed in this 21st century. God, help us to say yes to the assignment that you have on our life, the new assignment you have on our life. And we say thank you that through the life of Jesus, through the testimony of Jesus, we have the greatest example set before us to run this race. We have the greatest example before us to know how to do multidimensional things. So help us, Lord. Give us wisdom and discernment. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for your time and attention. I pray that this word has come to encourage you and to fill you where you need it to be filled. In Jesus' name, amen.
And indeed, that was done. Amen. Sometimes your silence is a testimony. Let the word do the word. You know, shook something up in here. That got me a message coming up. Amen. Let the word do the word. My God, Suki Suki. My God, Suki Suki. Amen. God bless you. Amen, Pastor Erica. Amen. As usual, as always, we can depend on the Holy Ghost showing up, showing off. Amen. Through your teaching, your sharing. Just being open and just being who you are. Amen. Without a struggle. Amen. Just coming forth. Amen. Letting the word do the word. Amen. So we thank God for you. And God's word will never return to him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. Bless the Lord. Give us some updates. Let us know what's going on. Amen. And in your three-dimensional world, you've already shared one and a half. Amen. So come on and let us know what's happening. Amen. In the other parts of your world. Amen. Give us some updates. God bless you.
Amen. Glory be to God. I have a few different things going on. I just want to share three really quickly. Number one, I don't know how many women are on the line. Women, I'm having a retreat to Mexico next month. You may have heard me talk about this before. It's August the 11th to the 15th. It's $1,800 for a 5-day, 4-day retreat. You get your own bedroom, your bathroom. You get all the meals provided, and it's a investment for your soul. A lot of us need maintenance for our soul because we're overwhelmed with a lot that God has called us to do. So this is a moment for you to take care of your soul. It's a self-care and soul care. I have two spots available. It's only a total of 6 women going. I have 2 spots available. Listen, if you have your passport, if you have $900 today, you can sign up to come and to see what God has to say to you in Mexico. All the women that are going so far, I don't know any. The women that are going so far, none of us know each other. We're all strangers.
and God divinely orchestrated this thing. So I have two spots available. And in case you're thinking, oh, this is just a young girl thing, no, the oldest lady actually there is 60 years old. The youngest is 28, and the oldest is 60. If this is for you, or if you know someone who this may be for, please forward them this information. Last day for registration is this Friday. $900 down. You can, even if you don't have your passport yet, there's, you can go down to City Hall and get the passport at the last minute. I know that God has this, has these two spots waiting for someone really special. So contact me for that information. Second announcement, I am inviting Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries to my first in-person service on Sunday, July 31st. I would love for you to come and to fellowship with me as my first in-person service as pastor and of the ministry. I'll send that information. And last but not least, I am having a mentoring and dinner party, which is for all ages, for man and woman. If you or anyone you know is called, is being called to the ministry or called to business and they need a mentor, come on out to the dinner. We're going to have a wonderful time. Or if you can't make it, it's on August the 6th. If you can't make it, sponsor a mentee. Sponsor someone who would love to be there but don't have the money to be there. So if you can't make it, please sponsor a mentee. And glory be to God. If any of these three events you would like to support, please take my the business number, the ministry number, and call or text me. It's 215-394-3555. 215-394-3555. One more time for the Holy Ghost. 215-394-3555. Please call me or text me if you would like more information. And please pray with me and for me that all of these events will be a great success in Jesus' name. Thank you for your time and attention. Mother, I love you. The floor is yours.
Amen, amen, amen. We love you too, Pastor Erica. Amen. And we, amen, pray your success. Matter of fact, as we pray out, we're going to put these three events on the altar, amen, and just believe God, amen, to show up and show off. Again, we want to thank you, amen, for the wonderful word this morning. Let the word do the word. My God, Sookie, Sookie, let the word do the word. All right, we bless the Lord. All right, saints, today, we will be meeting at 12 o'clock at the power line, amen, altar prayer, and then tonight at 8 p.m. for Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. So come on back, bring your Bibles, bring your pencils, bring your pens, and bring somebody else with you. Amen, and we bless be the name of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. That was a really, really powerful minister, Eric. Amen. I'm talking and trying to digest it. I'm on the overflow. You gave so much like you always do. All right, saints, I think that's it. Today is movie day with our brother Tyrone Reed. Amen. He needs to know that you're coming. If you're coming, amen, you have a choice of Jurassic Park or Thor. All right, he just needs to know that you're coming. Amen, because we have to be there by 10 at 10. Movie tickets include popcorn and includes your soda. And then they're going to have lunch afterwards across the street. I mean, you just can't beat that. Amen. And a time of fellowship and gaining relationships. And so we're looking forward for that. Also, mark the date, September, October 1st, Saturday, October 1st, is going to be my birthday party. Amen. The Holy Spirit has given me a birthday party. Amen. It's not a homegoing party. It's a birthday party. It's not a church service. We're not having a church service on October 1st. We're having a birthday party. So we ain't going to be in nobody's church. We're going to be where Jesus would be. Jesus was at the party. Jesus was always at the party. Hallelujah. But somebody's life was always being changed. Amen. So mark the date. I don't want no excuses this time. I'm going to be offended. I'm going to tell y'all straight up. I'm going to tell you straight up. If there's no calamity in your life, there's no situations going on, you don't have COVID, I'm going to be offended. Now, I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to get over it. I'm going to get over it. I'm going to tell you right now. All right, I'm going to be offended. If you come up with some lame excuse, why are you not going to be at my birthday party on Saturday, October 1st? All right? So you heard it from my mouth. All right? So I expect to see you there. And we're going to crowd it out. Amen. And for Jesus. Amen. Jesus is Lord. And we're going to let the word do the word. All right, and Minister Erica, he's going to be getting to you, amen, to help me put this birthday party together. Amen, I want a comedian there. Amen, I don't know what I want there. We're going to pray. I just want to have a party. I don't want no church service. I want a party. All right? Pastor, you going to do the electric slide? I said, I want a party. Amen, because that's what I want. Not a dinner, but a party. I have never had one in all my years. And I'm up there. I'm a senior citizen. I got a red, white, and blue card. I've had birthday dinners, maybe one or two. Amen. But I want a party because the Holy Spirit gave me permission. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for Pastor Erica. We thank you for this awesome word. Let the word do the word. Jesus is the word, so it's very thorough elaboration, teaching, preaching, exhortation on Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, we thank you. We thank you that your word will never return unto you void. It will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. We say thank you for her. We say thank you for her faithfulness. Father God, I watch Erica. Father God, Erica watches me. We're watching one another. We're encouragement to one another, Father God. And I know, Father God, that she's striving to live a holy life, a pure life, focused life, Father, giving you glory, honor, and praise. Yes, she has a lot on her plate, but like she said, join the party. Wow, I love it. Amen. Father God, you see the events with the women retreat. Father God, they need two more women, Father God, to balance everything out. Two more women. Somebody wants to go to Mexico. Somebody needs to go to Mexico. Some of us don't want to travel. Some of us do, Father God. And those two spots are waiting for the two people. Father God, may they show up. May they show up. God, by no later than Friday with the $900 or whatever is needed and go for this retreat from the 11th to the 15th, whoever those two people are, not the two that the devil was sending, but the two that you are sending. And so, Father God, we say thank you for a time of self-care and soul care, Father God. Father God, we want to thank you for, as Pastor Erica celebrates 1 year, Father God, in her new leadership role, Father God, her service on the 31st, we ask, Father God, that you would have the people to come out and support, Father God, the service, celebrate you, Father God, and honor the woman of God. You said give honor to whom honor is due, Father. And then the mentor party, Father God, the dinner party on that Saturday night, Father God, on August the 6th or that night, Father God, we want to say thank you. God, we want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We see here ministry to the body, to the soul, to the mind. We see how you are ministering through Pastor Erica in the three dimensions. We see it right here in these three events. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, and we just want to bless you, Father God. Father God, bless us today. Father God, we ask that you will bless the minister, the host, amen, as she comes to do the 12 o'clock call today. Meet us back for Bible study. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Bless the event with Brother Reed. May there be no accidents, incidents, calamities, bad news. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for granting us traveling road mercy, coming and going, in and out. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we say thank you. Remember those boarding airplanes today, trains, subways, Father God, public transportation, Ubers, Father God, regardless of their transportation, even if they're not traveling at all today, Father, we need your protection, we need your glory, and your blessings, and we have them all as we appropriate them and let the word do the word. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Thank you again, Pastor Erica. Everybody have a beautiful, glorious, victorious, powerhouse, miraculous day. Amen. And in Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Amen. Amen.